All right, cool. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, have a seat with me here at the Kino Station.
Oh, like they have in little diners.
No, this is like the communal one. And so you sit in it. It's like an airport lounge. And you look at the screen. It's the most boring of the gambling games, where just, you know, numbers pop up. And I figure we would. I've got a little sheet here, and coordinated whichever of the last four numbers of these comes through will correspond to a game. And we're just going to wait.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got no problem with that.
Yeah. So you have you put in your numbers? Do you have your sheet? Do you have you got that?
No, I just got here.
Oh.
Which, you know.
Well, here's this. Here's this for you. Okay. Yeah. We're gonna
scribble.
It doesn't really matter. There's no input on this. We're just gonna wait and see what numbers pop up. So okay. We've got
this is boring.
Yeah. First one is
there's no smoking in here, but it still smells like there is.
Yeah, I think that they have to pump that in, because otherwise it doesn't feel like gambling.
Yeah.
Yeah. 20. Okay. And then four. I'm feeling the tension. I'm feeling I've got $5 riding on this one, baby.
Big Lincoln's gold.
Got 39. Okay, and the last one here.
Like this measurements.
This one's for.
Oh, the girl is 24.39.
It takes all kinds. The
Help
last.
Me.
Oh man. The last one is six. So just feel your blood pumping. It's the thrill. Yeah. The thrill of probabilities.
Thrill of the
hunt. Yeah.
This is what James Bond does.
looking at the sheet here, it's Vegas stakes.
Okay. To eat a Vegas steak.
It just pulled out of some water at a buffet.
Yeah. Steak water. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
Welcome to After Suffering, the Junkyard Dogs podcast. And now the Bulldogs.
This week we're talking about Vegas steaks. This one's a Cole pick, baby. Because I played this a lot as a kid. This was a staple at my dad's house. And if we can't vamp around the absurdities of gambling in Vegas, then I don't know what we're doing here.
It's a weird gambling game.
It is. It has random encounters.
Yeah, it's made by Hal.
Yep.
I don't think that the stuff they added this makes gambling better.
Nope.
To me, really, I think it makes it worse. But I appreciate the effort.
I appreciate the effort. And it kind of becomes a little bit of a horror game about having strangers engage contact with you and make a request.
Yeah. which is kind of video games.
Yeah. This is a game. It's you and your four just impossibly unpleasant friends, your yuppie friends, going on your trip to Vegas, and you got a bunch of different casinos with different maximums and minimums on your bets and stuff, and you're playing blackjack, poker, craps, roulette, or slot machines.
Yes. I don't want to derail us too early.
Oh, no, please do.
But, you know, so I played this, and then a lot of times when we do After Suffering, I like to have a long play of the game playing in the background.
Of course.
The long play I found, this absolute legend who did this, named his character Mr. Colostomy with a dollar sign instead of the S. And at the bottom of the screen, it says Mr. Colostomy Dealer. What kind of fucking SCP is that? Can you imagine the Slender Man-esque legends around Mr. Colostomy Dealer?
He strikes in the night.
No. With the dollar sign as yes. It's like the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. The entire time you're explaining the game, I'm like biting my cheek. Mr. Colostomy. What the when they shows him, I just Ron back to the beginning where he puts in his name and they write out in like fancy curse.
I'm just not used to seeing
the dollar sign. The funniest thing I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
I'm sorry.
Colostomy in like the same font as a score bar.
Oh man. Just Mr. real colostomy. Real dealer. High rent. He's a high roller.
Yeah. Uh-oh, look out.
His favorite game is craps.
Oh, very good.
Oh god.
Mr. Colostomy dealer.
Oof.
Oh man,
it's just strike silently. You wake up and you roll over and you feel something squish.
Yeah. Oh, damn it! Full of blood. It's no good.
Man, oh man,
the mister really makes it too. Right?
Is that the YouTuber's name? Is that the are they just the funniest person alive?
No, it's Nintendo Complete.
Cool.
On YouTube. Good job. It's just that dollar sign is very funny.
Excellent work. Wow.
Really good.
What a man.
What a champion. And then him becoming the dealer and having dealer added to the name is very good. Hey, what a miracle.
Nothing can top that. I have laughed myself hoarse.
Yeah, I just you know, gambling in real life is not funny.
No.
People ruin their lives over it, and it's kind of evilly.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. It wouldn't exist if it wasn't a way to take money from people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an evil to it.
Yes.
It's also, I think I've mentioned this before. My ex-wife gambled.
Okay.
Enjoyed gambling and gaming. Moved out to Oregon, and I didn't find out until after we were already divorced that she did it a lot more than I thought.
Ooh,
You know, and so there was my segue of getting into that. I've done some gambling.
Okay, yeah.
You know, because she was into it, and I'm really happy I don't have the bug. I don't think I have a very addictive personality in general.
Right.
But I definitely don't for this, because to me it feels a lot like a boring arcade.
It does. Yeah.
You know, like this is a bad arcade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some fun. There's some overstimulation. There's some flashing lights.
Yeah. I'm interested in casinos from like a level design, kind of point of view, you know, and all the tricks that
admiring the evil.
Yeah. Understanding the way that this is the very conscious ways that they have made this, as dangerous as possible, trying to break into people's minds. Yeah.
Mr. Colostomy, ante up. I gotta turn this off. Like, everything they add to the end of it is good.
Don't you goddamn time, dare bro. Turn it off. Meet me in the lobby, Mr. Colostomy.
Yeah. Oh, you wouldn't like me when I ante up.
I wonder, when you were growing up, did you have family that gambled?
My mom enjoyed gambling.
Okay.
It wasn't legal in Illinois at the time when I was growing up. There was a riverboat that you could go to.
Okay.
Which my mom would go to, but she also, my aunt worked at a bar in Chabanas, Illinois.
Okay.
Where they, illegally had a slot machine for gamble or a video poker for gambling.
Oh, okay. So it was like the slot machine at the Gentleman's Business Club in Springfield.
It's exactly that. Like you would go through and you would, or like pachinko parlors where you can't gamble. You just get those little tokens that you trade in for real money.
Uh-huh.
You know, technically illegal, but it would just be points that would just give you, it wouldn't pay anything out. And then they just kind of gave you money.
Huh.
These points. Yeah, it was really interesting. I don't know exactly how it worked because it seems like it'd be a big loss for the, you know,
yeah.
For the bar. But yeah, they used to illegally gamble. So when I would be taken to hang out there with my aunt, I would hang out in a bar as a kid and watch people gamble. And my mom and people.
Yeah. So
I was around a lot of gambling. I never went when I was young, but I was around a lot of it.
Yeah. So I think that, I don't know, just anecdotally, I didn't have that exact experience, but like, you know, my dad gambled. My dad was a slot jockey, you know, kind of like Marge, you know. It was never a problem. But like before gambling was legalized here in Ohio, like him and his brother would go take trips to like Wheeling, West Virginia, you know, which had had that, and then like, and you know, there were big Vegas trips that like my dad and my stepmom would go on, primarily to play slots, which I've never understood the appeal of slot machines, you know.
They're so weird, even as a
game, and like they people like them, people get a lot of joy out of them. It's
my mom used to play the digital versions on her phone.
Yeah. Oh, my dad had like little LCD slot machine. Yeah, just around. I remember just as a kid over at my dad's when I was playing Pokemon, and I was like, God, man, I want that Porygon, but I don't want to play this dumb slot game. And I was like, hey, Dad, I've got the slot machine on here. Do you want to play it? And he was like, yeah, sure.
Grind up a Porygon for me, Papa.
Yeah.
Mr. Colostomy, Papa, do you want to grind me a Porygon?
Porygon. Oh my God. Yeah. So like just, I was just around slot machines, and, you know, like legitimately played Vegas stakes a lot, just, you know, and with this, and that's how I learned these games. And like, I don't know, even still to this day, when I go over to that side of the family for like Christmas and Thanksgiving, we always play penny poker, you know? Sure. So I just like from a young age, I was just kind of around it, and it was never anything special. So I have no desire or inclination to like seek it out, and there's no way for there's no place for its hooks to get into me.
Well, there's two different ways like being exposed to a horrible vice when you're young can go. Like either you get real into it, or you get really repulsed by it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're lucky if you get repulsed by it.
Yes.
You know, yeah. It's interesting. Slot machines are frustrating to me because the times I played slot machines, like I was always, when I went to a casino, I was pretty intimidated by table games.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, cause there's high rollers there. I don't want to like sidle on up to Mr. Colostomy and get,
you know, get rolled. Yeah.
Yeah. I get absolutely rolled by Mr. Colostomy, if you know what I mean. So I'd play just the video poker. Video poker was the game I liked the best, but then I would play slot machines every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always play like nickel or penny because I didn't want to lose that much money on random chance. But that makes when you win feel horrible. Like, I ended up winning on penny slots, like a penny.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A penny bet. Won $40.
Oh, wow.
One time. And I was like, if I put a dollar in on this, I would just need $400,000.
Yep.
What the fuck? Like, I was so mad. Like,
yeah.
Just the worst. Like, just the worst, most demoralizing feeling. And like, you know, a gambling person is like, well, that's why you got to play with the big bucks. Got to spend money to make money. I'm like, I know that's not true. It's not real.
Gamblers known to have many fallacies associated with the way that they look at the world. But also like, I don't know, I walk into, you know, the few times that I have been in a casino, my mode that I operate in is like, I'm in an arcade and it's like, all right, I have this much money. I need to maximize how much time I'm going to get out of this. Right.
That's a smart way to do it. It's like, I'm with somebody who wants to do this. I got $20.
Yes.
You know, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll make this admission. I don't like slot machines at casinos because many of them are complicated and overwhelming, and I have no fucking idea how it calculates when you win or lose.
I would have made $4,000.
Okay.
Or $40,000. I would have made four. I did the math. Wrong.
I mean, I still want
someone to yell at me.
Yeah. I was going to say.
I also don't remember exactly what it was. It was me, very small bet.
Okay.
And won a jackpot. But I only bet a penny. So it was
the point still remains.
The point remains. Don't yell at me. I'm improvising a podcast off the top of my head. I didn't come into this with notes. Please continue. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just
had a nightmarish
vision of my like the ghost of podcast ass. Future just came, just like
you showed fool.
Me a nightmarish vision of my what you, will happen to me.
You absolute buffoon! Look at what you've done to your Twitter timeline. No,
yeah, I didn't want to deal with that dark bed I'd made. So
no, all I was saying was I'm too dumb to understand like modern slot machines. They're flashy. There's way too much going on the screen, and I have no fucking idea how score is calculated on it. I prefer the sitting down to the simple ones where it's like, okay, you've got the pay line right here, and one, two, three. Ah, damn it. Cherry mule, right?
And the new ones are all button activated too. It's really hard to find a lever. That mm-hmm. sucks because like, what are you doing if you're not pulling a cool lever?
Yeah.
Like I'm just tapping a button. Like, what am I even there for? The action of that lever is like 90% of it.
Absolutely. I always go right to the one with the lever, and I understand that the lever is doing exactly what a button would do.
I gotta be paying for something. You know, the joy of a lever is better than no joy at all.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I'm too stupid to understand the modern like complicated slot games that are, you know, themed after stuff. And when I don't understand something, I feel like I'm being taken advantage of. You know? Are. Yeah.
Like that's why they're there.
Yep.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's funny when you go into an arcade, they have to have multiples of each machine.
Mhm.
Or go to a casino, similar to an arcade. So you go in and it just, here's a dystopian row of 200 Golden Girls machines, all identical, all making the same music and making the same images at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like it feels like a level design error.
Yeah.
Like a copy paste problem or something
mm-hmm.
happened in real life.
Oh, they didn't swap out the placeholders. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is really, really bizarre. The times I've done this, I think I've gone to a casino twice with my ex-wife and then once when I was on tour with the band.
Okay.
So I think I've been three times. And I always found whichever slot machine had the catchiest jingle because I knew I was going to be listening to it over and over.
Yeah.
But like while the reels were spinning, if they played something kind of catchy,
mm-hmm.
that would be what I would want.
Yeah. You know? Which is just so. it's the way a bird or a small child would pick which one they go for
lack of any other way
yeah.
to pick.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like you said, I don't understand the rules, so I may as well do something.
Yeah,
yeah. It's and now if I went, I would just go for whatever like you know Silent Hill game they had.
Right,
like I would
right.
just try to find whatever was the coolest because there'd be a Simpsons or a Silent Hill or
mm-hmm.
something I like the iconography of.
Yeah.
You know,
I had a little bit of an insight into the way those things were put together because that's what Ben used to do. Ben from the level.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Like he has a master's degree in like mathematics. He's an incredibly smart man. And he worked doing game design for video slot machines. And like the design process on those is really fascinating, but also you understand, why it's a little bit uninspiring because it's all equations. It's all about the payout, you know?
Well, a little uninspiring. And then also, and I don't want to speak for Ben. I like mm-hmm. Ben. I'm not trying to trash.
He was not satisfied. That's why he left that job.
Like, well, not as satisfied, but there's a moral
yes.
gray area to this that is kind of
and great. Like conversations, like hearing about like how different people, because you would think if you are in the house that makes those and you understand that you have a perfect understanding of exactly what the odds are, that you would be the person least likely to enjoy that hobby because you literally know how it's put together. There are people who yeah. make those that still like to play them.
Yeah. Yeah. I can almost see it as a professional like interest more than
yeah.
get, you know, the gambling section, but even then it's like I distracted again by this long play. I didn't play this long enough to where their cyborg showed up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Terrence the cyborg who comes up and gambles with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Terrence the cyborg. Yeah, no, you like stuff ends up getting weird when you're
what a name.
When you were playing, did you you go to weird casinos? Did you get any of the random encounters where it's like, please, my daughter's sick, you know, that yeah. kind of stuff? Yeah,
very funny. I did get that. They just weren't with cyborgs.
Yeah. 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 That was my favorite part about that. Like, I would just, you know, would sit down and play it and then just get those little, like, it's like the community chest, or it's like an Oregon Trail random event kind of deal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, it's gambling gets real sad.
Yeah.
Whenever they legalize it anywhere. I think I've mentioned this before, but like, it's legal in Illinois now. So my hometown, all like a lot of the best restaurants from when I was growing up have been replaced by like horrible little bars called Slotsies.
Ugh.
You know, Slotsies and Susies and honey tits and shit.
Yeah.
Like weird, gross little, they serve food because they have to, but it's just like a microwave chicken sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
And really it's just there for these video poker machines and the dank.
The dank, Mo, the dank. Yeah.
But it's real depressing. Like,
there's no way to like correct for it where it doesn't turn out either depressing or fucking corrupt. Because here in Ohio, the video slots aren't legal like at bars or anything. Like, you can't just like go to a place and gamble. What they've done is they set it up and said like, okay, these vendors in these cities can build the casino in these places, mm-hmm. and that's just a way for graft to happen, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
Ugh.
Drift in USA. When I went when I was on tour and we went to Reno, we played a show in Reno, and ooh. All the way to Reno. We played that cover just over and over.
Yeah.
The entire band's favorite REM album. Went to the casinos, and there's it's kind of like a college town. Like, there's a college mm-hmm. next to Reno. Where we're staying, but it's the casinos on the strip that looks like Vegas, and then surrounding it the same way, like, you know, if a dog pees in a patch in the yard over and over, there's the patch of brown grass where the grass died,
yeah.
and then the ultra lush grass around it, which is getting just the right amount of nutrients.
Yeah.
It was like that, but with the strip and then with pawn shops surrounding it.
Ooh.
It was so depressing. I was just like, how many wedding rings can I get at rock bottom prices?
just
going to go in and just collect engagement rings and sell them in less depressing parts of the country.
I think it's Johnny failed marriage seed.
Yeah. just planting them.
Oh man. Just lots of, your Mac with the wedding dress. Just like, oh, it's so sad.
Yeah. It's very depressing.
Yeah. Oh, there's the old strip at Vegas too. I've never been there, but I understand that, like, you know, Circus is still standing, you know, to the best of my knowledge, which is like, if there is a haunted building in Vegas, it has to be that.
I got to go there anyway, because I've talked about this before, but I got to go to Excalibur, which is like a medieval times experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to go see a bunch of stage magic. Like, I want to go to Vegas, but just, I don't want to gamble.
No.
It will happen.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a whole thing. I don't like video games just about gambling.
Yeah.
Like, I would have played this when I was younger if I ran into it. Of course, I just didn't.
Yeah.
But if a video game incidentally has gambling in it, I will beeline to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I clean out every casino as you run into them in New Vegas.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Like, I will play blackjack until they kick me out.
Yeah. You know? And blackjack is the only gambling game that I have any interest in. And, you know, that also, I think, maybe is informed by early exposure to Vegas stakes, because it's the most interesting game in this.
it's canonically the most interesting game.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the house edge having the least thing, and then the rounders.
Yep.
Rounders show up.
Yeah, you get the rounders coming in.
Yeah, the rounders versus Mr. Colostomy.
What's Mr. Colostomy doing now?
He's playing seven card stud in the 2020 casino versus Terrence the Cyborg.
Yeah.
In silver. Blackjack.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the house edge. I went down a hole of blackjack tutorials on YouTube with a guy teaching you, not how to count cards, but the social, like, how to not get caught.
Yeah.
Counting cards. And that shit was fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because Vegas, like, you know, Vegas stakes already sounds like something you know, somebody would say to you while cracking their knuckles and about to break your kneecaps.
You know? Yeah.
And just the idea of like, I can go on YouTube and find a tutorial in real life on how to hide from pit bosses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is such a video game ass thing to exist.
Yep.
Like, you gotta watch out for pit bosses, man. You might be like Rounders versus Pit Bosses, the Flash game.
did the videos get as specific as to say, like, oh, there's a blind spot on this part of the floor in this casino?
No, they like, were general.
Are there strategy guides?
that would be out of maps.
Yep.
And stuff, like, and they leaving little power-up caches for each other. here's a Red Bull and half a bagel that I left here. Here's my YouTube about it. No, it was just general like blind spots, like how to spot cameras, how to do blind spots, what to do. There's a word for like being asked to leave but not actionably
being sent to leave. So they've clocked you as a counter, but they're doing like a soft push on you to like say like, hey, we're on to you. Huh.
And there's like tactics for what to do then.
Huh. Is it just like how to pick the next table that you go to? Like how long a shift change is or.
It's that kind of stuff. It's about how like you go to another casino and how long you have to lay low.
Oh,
you know how many times that can happen? Like what towns do the pit bosses talk to each other and you have to like leave that city for a while?
Oh, because you're hot, because that immediately is like put on the net. Huh.
Like what kind of things you can do to make yourself look more anonymous in photographs for when they put your photograph up?
This is amazing. Yeah.
It's really fascinating shit, man. It's very, kind of shitty Shadowrun.
That is exactly what it is. Yeah. The old company that I used to work for that job that I did for very long that I didn't like, the mm-hmm. animation studio, the founding partners were featured in a documentary called Holy Rollers.
That Simpsons episode.
you mean like where they were bowling? What?
No. The one where they, the church group gets together to gamble and count cards.
Exactly. Precisely. Yeah. That must have been based off the same folks. Yeah. No, it was a church group and they went around, counting cards and they made a shitload of money. And that's where, you know, the partners who founded that company, got like part of the seed money to set stuff up. And that's how they like met each other, which probably should have been an indication of how that was going to go.
Like a little bit of a red flag.
I was desperate and they hired me.
Yeah. I don't know. You can't blame, you know, people got to make a living.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. But like, it's just fascinating. Just like as I'm working there and it's, you know, like the first year that I work there and they're like, oh yeah, here's this documentary about the crew that you're working for. And it was featured on like This American Life at around that time too. Very strange.
It's a very militant form of religion because, you know, in general, you think of moralist as being against gambling.
Yeah.
But being against gambling enough to make them pay.
You know, like, we're going to take the fight to their turf.
Yeah. Like putting out a bounty. You have to knock over this many casinos. You know? Hold up. I just saw a random encounter on this thing. Mr. Colostomy, you should be aware of con artists going around seeking money for a medical emergency. So I just saw one of these random encounters pop up.
Okay.
Of a cop letting Mr. Colostomy know.
Mm.
And one of his companions got conned.
Ooh, yeah.
Encounter.
So the thing is,
this whole long play.
The thing about the companions is they all like different games. So you always go out with somebody else. You can ask them for advice, and they give good advice or bad advice depending on which game you're playing.
Yeah, it's pretty creative. Like if I were going to make a casino game,
mm-hmm. it would be about the social stuff that you talked about. But this is a good second choice.
Yeah, absolutely. Making a casino game that's basically like Hitman. or burglar simulator,
mm-hmm.
you know, thief simulator would be really cool. Also, it'd be cool to do like Casino Tycoon.
Oh yeah,
like sad, but like not that much sadder than Prison Tycoon or every management game is fucking depressing.
You know, why do you think I love them so much?
Yeah, it's fucking sad. It's not like, you know, like they top out at Stardew, but there's a lot more Frostpunks than Stardews. You know, but the idea of designing this stuff and actually doing that psychology is a cool idea of gamifying something.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah, I don't know whether the other thing that my big exposure to gambling in general is my mom buying me scratcher lotto tickets all the time.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
made me think of the Duke.
Of course the Duke. Yeah. Oh yeah, so the scratchers were around a lot too. The scratchers were like we would go to the arcade. It was at the Kingsgate Mall here in Mansfield, Ohio. We would go to Laser Arcade, and it was like at the end of this hallway, like as part of the food court. And there was an Ohio Lotto stand, and we would be over there, and we would play games and get through what we budgeted. Then we always ended by going to the little lotto stand. My dad would buy a bunch of tickets and then like hand them around, and we would take turns going around and scratching them. And if we won, that became the money that we would.
Dinner.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes,
but if not.
Yep.
That kid didn't eat.
If not, you got yelled at for not scratching good. Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta do it better.
Yeah. But like if there was a big scratcher win, it's like, oh, we're going to go to the water slides next time. We have the money for it. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
like I'm describing that, and it almost sounds like not Dickensian. It sounds seedy and bad, but it's actually like genuinely tied up with good memories. So yeah. I don't know.
Like it wasn't your eating wasn't really dependent. Your water slides were dependent on not
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. A kid not getting to go on a water slide is not that tragic to me.
No, it's kind of hard. I mean, like it's a yeah. bummer, but not a huge one. You know.
Yeah.
It's not the first person.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
You'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, you might not want to.
What is a life without water slides? Come on.
Yeah, water slides like roller coasters that I can handle.
Yeah,
good shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we're about on time, and I have to eat.
Yes, you do. You do have food coming.
Short. Yeah, but I do have food coming, and I'm sorry to make this episode run short. But
no, that's okay. You brought us the gift of Mr. Colostomy with the dollar sign.
YouTube brought us the gift. Nintendo yeah. Complete did.
No,
Viva the Nintendo Complete.
Thank you,
Mr. Colostomy dealer.
Oh, man,
I love him so much as a creepypasta. If people like the show, what should they do, Cole?
Well, I think they should go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. There they can back us, help out the network, and get a bunch of content, not just bonus episodes of this show, but whole bonus shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can also leave ratings, reviews on Apple Podcast or Podcast Addict. We appreciate mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. And come back next week.
Yeah. Please. And until next time.
Until next time, Mr. Colostomy strikes in the night.
Mr. Colostomy, he strikes in the night. Be careful.